When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are at Gillette Stadium on a Mayo Monday after a win. Gerard Mayo will be with us this morning at around 9 or 9:15 or so, and I'm sure pretty happy with the result of that game yesterday. And we criticize him when it's not there, but it seems like from a game plan perspective, They had figured, coaching staff figured the Bears out.
And, I mean,
went there on the road and won that game yesterday.
Great win yesterday was really the first dominant win. I guess, the Bengals was not dominant. They won. I mean, they played well, but it was not a clear, you know, relaxing final 5 minutes like yesterday was. But Mayo 3-7. I mean, that is a guy that we've been killing. He's had several moments where it felt like the team was vacillating between failure and success and abandoning ship, and he certainly got the guys together, and that was a great win, and we'll see where they go now, but they'll have the Rams coming up this Sunday.
You see, like, those flashes. You do see flashes of greatness from Drake May.
Yeah.
You know, that touchdown pass that ended up being, you know, negated by the – was that Osborne? Who went out of bounds but that was unbelievable pass on the run, Wiggy.
Yeah,
at the sideline. I mean, he looks like he is going to be a legit quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I know that they don't like to say it, the players, but you do get a little bit of that Josh Allen feel when you watch him. Not as big physically, but just kind of the style that he kind of plays with, the ability. I mean, even the play that it was incomplete, but he's rolling out to his left. He throws down to the middle of the field to Josh Booty. Guy comes over late, makes a play on it. But if that's a bigger wide receiver who could potentially high point it, you look at just some of the things that when you see him, you're like, oh, he's got a little bit of that Josh Allen. Now, he runs aggressive in the sense where he doesn't want to slide or get down,
well,
which is very similar to Josh Allen.
I mean, he didn't do it yesterday at one point. They got to pound that into his head that he needs to slide when he's running the football. But
it's to bring up Wiggy's point again about the fact that if he was playing from week one, we'd be at a way different place. Imagine what the connection would be like between he and Booty if he had been playing since week one, because that connection yesterday looked awesome.
Yeah.
And to build upon that week after week, they'd be lights out, those two. I mean, they were great yesterday, but that's what I kept thinking during the game. Like, if these two were able to play games together from week one, we'd be in a completely different situation. And I'll take what Keon White said to heart when it comes to the defense and maybe why the defense didn't look good in the beginning. A bunch of young guys that are learning how to play with each other. Like, do you take that excuse, or did they just look good against a really bad Bears team?
9 sacks.
Yeah.
I'd love to take credit for it,
yeah.
But I feel like, I mean, maybe it's 50-50, but the Bears just looked totally disengaged.
Right,
from
and
the
some of those
of
sacks
game.
Were like blitzes, and we'll ask Mayo about this. Like, I feel like they wanted to bring pressure from the second level to maybe confuse Caleb Williams, because a bunch of times he didn't even, like, He didn't even see the like these extra rushes coming to throw the football and get it out of his hand. So maybe that was something that they were thinking about. Oh, we can probably confuse this guy and he'll hold on to the football, which that's why you saw a couple DBs with sacks and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, they were better, but they still struggled a little bit stopping the run. Like Chicago, yeah. Chicago was still able to run the football
right.
on you.
I think you might have said it, Greg. Chicago's a solid team. They're okay. It's a great win, but I think it's now. It's like, you know, where are they gonna? Can you see them stringing together 3-4 wins where you go like, oh wow, you know? Well, and defensively, can they be good every week?
And if positive for May, I mean for Mayo, this team is, in my estimation, the least talented in the NFL, and they're not the worst team. So that means you're getting more out of your roster than the other teams are because you're coaching them up to 3 wins,
right.
Which I believe it's not crazy to say they could have 5 wins right now.
Right.
If you go back to those Dolphins, the Seahawks, and the Titans game, they're a lot closer to being good than they are to being the worst team in the NFL, even though they have the worst talent.
And that's because you have the quarterback.
Right. Yeah, well, Gerard Mayo will talk about that with us coming up at 9. Before that, Boomer Esiason will join us at 8. On a Patriots Monday, and right now we should get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
It's Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself. Good morning. Hello, Shine. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I'm wonderful. How are you after this nice little weekend?
How'd you do yesterday?
Pretty good overall, I'd say. It was a big teaser week, and all the teaser legs came through, outside of the Giants being the only one that literally didn't come through yesterday. It was quite the day.
Okay. I know the Playboy and the Princess did not have much success yesterday. So
tough.
No.
Back to the drawing board.
I might be done betting.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that might have been it for me.
Wow.
Oh, I see. Short-lived.
That Broncos game really took my sparkle.
As
the Parlay Princess,
yeah.
Watching that.
Was that all you were winning? Is that all you needed?
No, it ended up the Vikings-Jaguars game ended up busting that one. I just don't understand. All week last week, I felt like the Broncos were going to win. I said it on Friday. I'm like, stay away from that game or bet the Broncos. I should have listened to Costos in that parlay because he said, take the points, don't take the money.
Right. So I mean, the Broncos should have won. I mean,
I know, but that's my thing. It's like, if they lose in that way, you should get half.
Right.
Nope, that's not how it works.
But, Courtney, you got to keep swinging. It's the only way you're going to hit a lick.
No.
You got to. That's it.
She's self-identifying that she has a problem.
I don't have a problem. I'm just frustrated.
Yeah.
I watched. I also had a question, now that we're talking about it. Do you have to pay taxes on your winnings?
No.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they take it. Yes.
Yeah.
They
yes.
take it out.
Only over a certain amount. And if you're losing, it balances it out. It depends on the math.
Never paid taxes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It hit me yesterday. $12,000 one had hit.
Yeah, I believe it's 9 or 10 grand or something like that.
Okay.
But that, you know, if you're really a
What's 9 or 10 grand?
Well,
the amount?
No.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, I feel like when they start hitting you over the head with taxes.
Well, I know if you go to the casino and you win over 10 and you go to collect, they make you fill out a form saying that you will pay your taxes.
Right.
But I don't know if anybody
really?
Ever...
Yeah, I think it's the same way on the sites because they have a form that...
I think they must take it out, though, on the sites. I can't believe that the... I mean, that's the way it should work. Is if you hit over 10 grand, they ought to take it out for you.
Our chances of being audited went down dramatically on Tuesday of last week, so I think we're okay.
Yeah. Keep going for the lick, Courtney.
Okay.
All right. Well, Courtney, we'll find out, I guess, if you return to wagering.
I still have a little bit of money left in the bank, so I might as well just play that out.
You can cash out. I mean, just cash the whole thing out.
Yeah, $20.
Yeah. All right, Sean, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, so yesterday the Patriots beat the Bears. It wasn't Drake May's best performance, but I think it's important that you learn to win ugly. I mean, you see it in the Kansas City Chiefs game, right? They just continue to find ways to win, and I think that's important in today's NFL. So I think this was an important lesson for Drake to learn. Was it his best game? Absolutely not. Also, wasn't his worst game, right? I thought the interception was brutal. That was just a dumb play. Looks left, doesn't look back right before throwing it, and just there's a linebacker standing right there. That was just a bad mistake by him. I think there was only like one or two other maybe turnover worthy plays, and those can probably both be question marks as well. So I don't think it was his cleanest game, but it definitely wasn't his worst by any means. And they found a way to win. And I think that's the most important thing. We've been asking for a while now. When is he actually going to win a full game that he played? And this is it. So I am very happy that the Patriots got a win. I hope they continue to get a win. And it's upsetting that he wasn't starting in week one. Otherwise, you could be the Denver Broncos at 5-5 and technically right on the edge of the playoffs. So.
All right, Chime, thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, everybody. So Wiggy has been spot on in his analysis of why the Patriots should have started Drake May in week one. For all the reasons Wiggy has listed, it is also clear to me that the Patriots made the right choice in starting Jerod Mayo a little early because he's enduring these growing pains. He's had bumpy moments. We could go to the wind. We can go to the end of half. There's been a lot of learning moments for Jerod Mayo this year where he has been rightly criticized for those flaws. But they're ahead of the pace of last year's team on a team that's not as talented. And Jerod Mayo will be here next year. And he will have endured a losing season full of things he may do differently in the future, but only truly understood while he was the head coach and in charge this year.
I thought you said this was the exact same team as last year, essentially. What do you mean not as talented?
Okay, no Christian Barmore.
Aren't you blaming Bill for this roster that's on this team this year?
Well, do you think they're as talented as they were last year?
Yeah, I think they're about the same. They have a better quarterback, certainly.
I would give the edge talent-wise because your quarterback is
who
better.
Who was your offensive line last year?
You
think they had a better offensive
Brown,
line? Who sucked?
Andrews.
Andrews.
Then it was a Wenyu.
Right. The offensive line was better than it was last year. It is. I mean, the team, fine. If you want to say even.
Wait, this offensive line is better than
it was? No, it's not as good as last year.
Oh, okay.
The defense was better last year.
Yeah. Then we'll just say they're the same team then, okay? If you want to go through that, they're equally as talented. They're a game better than they were last year. Yeah. So with the greatest coach in the history of the NFL coaching that roster. So whatever the way you want to spin it is fine, but they made the right decision.
You're the spin meister, not us.
What did I spin?
Right decision in what? In what? Like this year?
That they went a year early in giving Jerod Mayo the job. They should have gone a little early in giving Drake May the starting job for the same reasons that you experience bumps on the road. You learn how to handle adversity. Uh-huh. You're given the opportunity to lead so that when the team is actually better next year, Jerod Mayo will not be the rookie coach, still green and not understanding certain things that you only really get the handle of when you are behind the wheel.
So you feel like they found the guy. Robert Kraft identified the right...
I don't know if he's the guy, but I'm saying if he is, that the way this was handled was actually right and I was wrong when I was criticizing all the things that he should have understood before getting here, that this year was never going to be a playoff season. So why not have Jerod Mayo grow with the team the same reason I wanted Drake May to grow with the offense?
But I think the bigger question is not whether or not Jerod Mayo was early or maybe was Bill late, because the question becomes if Bill had Drake May, or if he had the number 3 overall pick, does he then take Drake May? And if he does, what's this team look like with Bill as the coach with Drake May versus Gerard as the coach with Drake May? Because ultimately, that's the biggest, in my opinion, that's the biggest wild card. Because Drake May is clearly the reason why your team looks better this year, is because he is 10 times better than Mac Jones. Mm-hmm.
But I would just say yesterday, Drake May was not great. I mean, he had an awful interception.
Not that he's great, but he's 10 times better than Mac Jones. And that's not even a question. So I guess the question would be, like, what would Drake May look like with Billy O'Brien and
Bill Belichick
versus Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo? What would your team look like? Because that's kind of ultimately...
So you disagree that they made the right decision?
Well, I'm not saying that they made the wrong decision. I just don't know. If Bill takes Drake May at number three, do we feel like they're better than what their record is right now?
I don't know. He had 5 years to find a quarterback, and he didn't.
Well, he wasn't number three. It's the difference.
Well, you can find quarterbacks in many places that aren't Cam Newton.
Well, where can you find quarterbacks?
You trade for them.
Show me a team.
You retain the one that was the greatest.
Right, but we all know that ship sailed. Show me a team that, if they're not top five quarterback picking, that and their quarterback wasn't already there. Like, who is a good team where they went out and just was able to find the quarterback?
The Steelers.
The 49ers.
I mean, the Steelers, they were having issues. They started Justin Fields. I think they're a good team defensively, and they're
the 49ers. Seventh round, Mr. Irrelevant.
All right, so but look at all the talent that you have.
Okay, but
but I'm saying other than the 49ers.
You just said it's all about the quarterback,
right,
and then I give you a team and it's all about the quarterback.
My point is that Bill never had a top five pick. And if he has a top five pick, maybe he gets the quarterback, which ultimately allows him to turn the franchise around, because you got to basically stumble into a Brock Purdy.
Mm. All right, so Curtis suggesting that the decision to go with Gerard Mayo early
may be right.
Might be the right one. All right. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday and a Mayo Monday, and that guy, Gerard Mayo, that we're talking about will be with us at 9 this morning. We are going to get to the rest of today's leads coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.